This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bechtesh. City staff from the Parks and Recreation Department and the Red Brick Center for the Arts made several requests of Aspen City Council in a work session this week. Arts and culture reporter Claire Woodcock was there and is here to explain. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Allison.
So who are all the players involved in this Red Brick conversation?
The key players are definitely Jeff Woods, who's the manager of the City of Aspen's Parks and Recreation Department, and Sarah Roy, the interim executive director of the Red Brick Center for the Arts. And at the work session this week, there are four bullet points they asked council to consider.
Okay, so break down what those four bullet points were.
Totally. So Woods and Roy requested that the council keep the Red Brick building as a place designated for the arts, with studio space for artists and nonprofits who rent office space, among other community uses. They also requested the city stays on at least another year to assume responsibility for the facility's management, including the handling of all building revenues and operating expenditures through the city's internal systems. They're also requesting some more money to help continue arts programming. They say an extra $50,000 will allow current arts programming to continue without interruption and buy the staff some time to research and identify some maybe more productive models for 2019. Up until this point, the city had withheld a $30,000 grant after the Red Brick's former executive director, Angie Callen, was terminated for allegedly embezzling about $150,000 from the nonprofit. Now the Red Brick has circled back with a request for that grant, which it looks like the council is going to approve. And the final bullet point is for the city and the Red Brick to work with the Wheeler Opera House, looking into a potential cultural arts commission under the direction of city government.
Okay, so how did the city council respond to those four requests?
Mayor Steve Skadron and Councilwoman Ann Mullins, among others, agreed a cultural arts commission is long overdue in Aspen. Bert Myron says the mission and intent of the Red Brick should be separate from the financial discussion. The support for the $50,000 was not quite there yet, and it will be rediscussed at a later date. Council's Adam Frisch says the city needs to be incredibly humble about the government getting directly involved with the arts sector at this point in time.
So that fourth bullet point was a cultural arts commission. What does that even mean?
Sarah Roy says this is about bringing the leaders of Aspen together to support each other and grow the arts economy. The arts was described by several city council members as what could be the next uphill economy. Jenna Bueller also spoke at the work session. She says the Wheeler's been looking into what a cultural arts commission might look like and could be a conduit for collaboration among leaders in the arts here.
Very interesting. Thanks so much, Claire.
No problem.
That was arts and culture reporter Claire Woodcock recapping requests from the Red Brick Center for the Arts for the short and long term. For full disclosure, Aspen Public Radio is a tenant of the Red Brick Center for the Arts. I'm Allison Bechtesh. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.